sometimes you go fishing, there's a hard shell thing in the water that you might
turtles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, what if they live on land? You still call them turtles?
Yes, sir.
Ever hear them call them terrapins?
Yeah. What if? Yeah, I heard them call that.
What about gophers?
I don't know. I'm sure they got some around, but I don't ever see none.
Let's see. There's a kind of thing you might find in a freshwater stream. It's got claws, and when you turn it over on a rock, it might swim away backward. You know what I'm talking about? You might get in little streams.
What are you talking about?
I can draw a picture of him. Let's see.
Snake?
Oh, no, this thing would live in the water, and it got claws, you know, kind of like a...
Crabs?
Yeah, kind of like a crab, but fresh water. You might get in a stream. You have those crawfish around here?
I have never seen them. I'm mm-hmm. sure they got them.
What kind of insects would be common in this part of the country?
Wasps and flies and mosquitoes.
Yeah, flies.
That's the main thing. And then potato bugs, you know, call potato bugs, get on your flower and eat your leaves and all.
What those potato bugs usually look like?
Little old round things, they're black with a little red spot on them. Mm-hmm.
You ever have the little insects that fly around in the lamps? What do they call?
Fireflies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Candleflies. And then we have a new insect now that's come out of the last 10 years called earwigs. Mm-hmm. And they are horrible. They smell the high heaven, they're hard to kill, get away. They mm-hmm. crawl in your house all the time.
Those fireflies, you all ever call those lightning bugs?
That's not the same thing. We used to have lightning bugs that you used to pinch off that little light, make you ring out of when you're a little child. Hmm. And it sparkled like a diamond.
I never did.
That's what I call a lightning bug. But, but you know, when they fly around, you can see them when light it up. Mm-hmm.
You ever have an insect that maybe try to fly up into your light? Or what about, it might get in your clothes. These things get in your clothes.
Moths?
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What about this? If you go around a pond or something, there's a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak, and maybe it has two pair of wings and might eat mosquitoes. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't recall right off.
You have dragonflies, right?
Yeah, I've heard the word dragonfly, but I never knew what they looked like.
You mentioned wasps. You have any other kind of things like wasps around here?
All them damn old law. Bees, bumblebees, and all that.
What about the kind that builds a big paper nest?
That's a wasp. Mm-hmm. It builds a big old nest. And you don't forget. If you try to kill that thing, it'll kill you too. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. What if they build the nest in the ground? That's still a wasp?
Well, they do build them in fields. They don't build them in the ground, but they'll build them in a field.
Mm-hmm. A yellow jacket and wasp about the same?
They're about the same thing.
What about a hornet? He about the same thing too?
Well, they round like a ball, a hornet. They like to build their nest in a piece of wood. Mm-hmm. They build my redwood table out there all the time, and I had to find some way to kill them if they get in there. I'll cover it up with mud or something.
Which one has a worse sting, a wasp or hornet?
I think it's about a wasp or kill you, they tell me. If you can be allergic to it and kill you right off. So you better stay clear of a wasp.
If you go out sometimes in the grass, you get out in the grass, these things might cause
them
you.
Damn ants.
Yeah. Another thing that might get in your burrow in your skin and raise welts. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
That'll hang around if you get out in the grass, you get.
Oh yeah, them damn chicks.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear those called red bugs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another kind of insect, some of them are.
Chiggers is what I'm trying to say. What I always call them.
Another kind of insect that is maybe green and brown and hop along in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard anybody call them a hoppergrass?
No, I never have. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about going fishing a while ago, using worms for bait. What else might you use for bait?
Oh, they cut fish meat,